This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Jim Little from the Douglas County Veterans Forum, one of the longtime veteran leaders in the community, here to talk about the four chaplain service happening tomorrow. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good to be with you.
Eighth year you've been doing this. For someone who's not familiar with us, why don't you explain kind of the history and why you have this annual event?
Oh, gladly, Kyle. This is something that's been going on, as you said, for 8 years. And 8 years ago, I mentioned the four chaplains to some folks in our community, and no one knew what I was talking about. Well, when I grew up back in the 40s and the 50s, when you mentioned the four chaplains, everybody immediately knew what you were talking about. And this relates to a story that occurred 77 years ago. On February the 3rd, 1943, on a U.S. Army transport ship that was headed for Greenland with 902 soldiers on board, was torpedoed by a German U-boat, and that ship sank in a matter of 20 minutes. Well, on board the ship, there were four chaplains. There was two Protestant chaplains, a Roman Catholic priest, and also a rabbi. And those four chaplains were credited with being one of the only sources of hope and order on the ship, because they, as the ship was going down, they tried to give leadership to the men, tried to calm their fears, helped them over the side, directed them to the lifeboats. And when the life jacket supply was out, they removed their life jackets and gave those to four frightened young men. And when the ship went down, they had their arms linked together, and they were singing hymns and giving prayers, and they went down with the ship. And when America heard about this and the 672 lives that were lost, our nation was horrified. It was a tragic event, one of the more tragic of World War II. These young men were headed for eventually for England, and they would have been part of the invasion force during World War II. Congress, after the war, they issued a 3-cent stamp that gave the likeness of the four chaplains. And the four chaplains' story was, as I said, very well known. And this will be the 8th year that we have tried to get this story out to the community and share it with folks, because we feel that it's a story that needs to be told. It's a fabric of America. It really is a story of brotherhood, selflessness, service. It's a story that really is one that should be immortalized, and we hope that it shall be. Our service, like you mentioned, being conducted tomorrow at the American Legion there on Oak Street, will begin at 11:30, and we'll have a service of candle lighting. We'll have taps. We'll also have four people who will represent the four chaplains. They'll share their story. And one very exciting part of our service is the indoctrination of folks into the Legion of Honor, which is a program of the four chaplains. And the Legion of Honor is an award that's given to folks that are exceptional leaders in our community. And they are selected in a nomination process by a committee back in Philadelphia. So this is a national recognition, and a number of our people in the community have been recognized already. One comes to mind is Commissioner Tim Freeman, Sheriff John Hanlon, and other leaders, Mike Eakin, leader at the VFW, and many others. And myself and First Sergeant, U.S. Marine veteran Jim Barnett, are putting this service together, and we're looking forward to having folks that wish to come and share the story with us.
Well, it's very much a moving event. On the years that I've been able to attend, and you kind of weave the history, but also honoring folks at the same time. And are the folks that are getting honored this year, are they all military veterans, or is that necessarily on the table?
Oh, no. And these are folks from all walks of life. And I can't share the names with you at this point, but I will tell you that we have both men and women, and we also have some folks in the civilian community, and they are going to be surprised when we announce their name to come forward and we give the awards to them. And one very special award, Kyle, is a posthumous award to a gentleman that you know. I know he and I were with you many times on various radio programs, is Dirk Kreutzmann. He's going to be posthumously awarded. His widow, Mary, is going to be there. And we're going to acknowledge him and, of course, describe the many things that he did in our community. He was part of the VFW Honor Guard that was at many, many veterans' memorials and funerals. And he did that up to the day before he passed away. So we're going to acknowledge Dirk, and that's going to be a good part of our program.
And again, that's 11:30 tomorrow morning at the American Legion Post on Oak Street near downtown. Jim, anything else folks should know about the event tomorrow?
Well, Kyle, if they come, we have parking that's going to be there at the food court lot that's right next to the post. If they park next to the road and don't interfere with the food court, we'll be working. Folks will be working at that point. Also, there's parking across the street, and also the AMCO transmission folks. These good folks have allowed us to give expanded parking, so you can look for parking there. And if you come at 11:30, we'll have a meet and greet, and then the program will start at 12 noon.
All right, Jim Little from the Douglas County Veterans Forum. Jim, thanks for being on this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kyle.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.